Hello. So I'm going to be talking today about the association between WIC participation and breastfeeding initiation rates and duration of breastfeeding. And I have no disclosures. And so before I get started into my research, I want to give you a little bit of background. The WIC program serves roughly half of all infants in the U.S. And although WIC has a number of programs in place to support breastfeeding, roughly half of all formula in the U.S. is distributed through the WIC program. And given the benefits of breastfeeding and lowering risk for morbidity and mortality and conferring benefits for the mother, too, WIC plays an important role in improving the health of infants and women. So these are my primary research questions. First, I wanted to establish, is there a difference between those that participate in WIC, those that are eligible for WIC but chose not to participate, and those who are ineligible for WIC? If there was a difference between these groups, did we see that at the national level when we adjusted for possible confounders? And then if there was a reduction or an increase in breastfeeding initiation duration, did we see that at the state and regional levels? So I built my hypothesis on this idea of individual net benefit maximization with the idea that right now the WIC program receives formula rebates for every can of formula distributed. And this is a cost containment measure that makes it affordable for WIC to distribute formula. But it does create this built-in disincentive for breastfeeding. Because on the perspective of the consumer, the market value of the formula package is greater than the market value for breastfeeding package. So I hypothesized that participants were less likely to initiate and were less likely to breastfeed for as long. And I hypothesized that confounders would be race, income, education, marital status, and age, and that this could be moderated by region and state. The survey instrument I used was the National Immunization Survey, which is conducted by the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease. And it's a random digit dialed survey. In 2007, roughly 25,000 interviews were completed. And the target population is households of children 19 to 35 months of age. And its primary purpose is to monitor immunization coverage. So first I wanted to see, is there a difference between these groups? And for initiation, I saw, yes, there was a difference. Women who received WIC services, 67% were initiating, as opposed to 84% who were ineligible for WIC, and 79% who were eligible for WIC but didn't participate. And then for breastfeeding duration, again, I saw differences between the groups, but interestingly enough, the group that breastfed for the longest was the WIC eligible, but who did not participate at 9 months. So then I adjusted for those possible confounders, and starting with initiation, when I adjusted for those possible confounders that I listed, the race, ethnicity, age, education, and marital status, I saw that there was still a significant difference and that your likelihood of initiating breastfeeding was roughly 35% less if you participated in WIC. Then I restricted to my analysis to just those that were WIC eligible as a way to control for poverty status. And again, that relationship persisted. And so for duration, also I saw a statistically significant reduction in duration and breastfeeding when I adjusted for those possible confounders and then restricted my analysis by WIC eligibility. So then I decided, okay, we see this association at the national level. Does this association persist at the regional level? Because there are some differences at the regional level with WIC policy and cost containment measures and who their sole source provider is for formula. And when I did that for initiation, I saw that only the Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, and Mountain Plains showed that significant relationship or that significant reduction. Now, when I looked at duration, I saw that all of the regions continued to have a reduction in duration for WIC participation. Then I looked at the state level. And so at the state level, I saw that for most states, there really was no association between WIC participation and reduction in initiation rates, although a handful of states that negative association persisted. And this was also true for duration. So in conclusion, WIC has a critical role in promoting breastfeeding and has a critical role in influencing the health of moms and babies. But regional level analysis, national level analysis, and to some extent state level analysis shows that WIC participation does drive down breastfeeding. So a couple of limitations that are important to note here is that at the state level, I didn't have a sufficient sample size to restrict my analysis to WIC-eligible participants only, so I was only able to do that initial model where I controlled for those factors. And then there may be some other factors that I didn't control for that would help explain this association. So next steps, I would think it would be important to look at the state-level practices to see why some states are doing better than others. And then I think it would be important to look at those folks that chose not to participate in WIC and what other characteristics do they have that help explain why they are initiating breastfeeding and breastfeeding longer. And are there protective factors that we can build on? Thank you.